Spy his deeds. Oh, bless us with pious deeds.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Mandi channel, welcome to another silsila of pious deeds. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. So we have learned so much from pious deeds, so many pious actions, alhamdulillah, which we can be doing to able to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we bring you another pious action. And this pious action is related with others. And this means forgiving others. This is what our topic today is. Forgiving others, this is such a great pious deed, inshallah. We will learn from our silsila today that how great is to forgive others and what is the virtue of this. What is the person, what is the reward a person wraps up from doing so, inshallah? Let's listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, recite salat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your reciting of salat upon me will be forgiveness for your sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear channel, well, we all want to gain forgiveness. Get into the habit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. So inshallah, this can be a means of our forgiveness, inshallah. My dear viewers of Mandi channel, forgiving others, it's such a beautiful action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Holy Quran in number of places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Bara 18, and they should forgive and forbear. Do you not like that Allah Azza wa Jal may forgive you? Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Mandi channel, time to time we have been given this mindset from the Holy Quran to with the hadith of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about forgiving others, about letting others off for the mistakes they make. And the pious predecessors, Rahimahullah, they had this in their lives. This was part of their lives. They were known by the uniqueness of forgiving people. The Prophets alayhim as-salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would forgive. And many incidents have been mentioned in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also forgave. The Sahaba ikram also forgave. The awliya also forgave. Inshallah, we will listen to some narrations in related to this so that we can also get into the habit of learning to forgive others, inshallah. It is reported that Sayyidina Abu Usman alayhi rahmah, that when he once passed from the street, someone threw ashes onto him. He, rahmatullah alayhi, dismounted from his ride and performed prostration, meaning he dropped into sajda and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then dusted off his clothes and said nothing to that person who threw it. He, rahmatullah alayhi, was asked, why did you not rebark him? He, rahmatullah alayhi, replied humbly, the one who desires hellfire should not fly into range if only ashes fall upon him. Just think for a moment, my dear viewers of Mandi channel, that the pious predecessors, rahimahullah, ashes been thrown onto them. And then how, instead of rebarking back, instead of speaking back, they remained silent. And what do they think? That this is just ashes. I am entitled of the fire of hell. And if it's just because of ashes, I am freed, then subhanallah. Look at the thinking of these pious predecessors, rahimahullah. How they would control their anger. How they would forgive others, subhanallah azza wa jal. Is mentioned regarding Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once riding and going somewhere, when a pedestrian was hit by his riding animal, the pedestrian flew into range and said, do you not see whilst you're riding? Who is he speaking to? He's speaking to the Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz. He moves away forward. When he moves away forward, the pedestrian requests, will anybody give me a ride? Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked his slave to give that person a ride and take him to the place where he wants to go. Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has quoted in Kinya Sadat, a person talked rudely to Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he bowed his head and said, do you want me to become angry so that shaitan plunges me into pride and arrogance and power and I inflict cruelty on you? And on the day of judgment, you will seek recompense from it from me. I will certainly not do this. Saying this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu then remained silent. Subhanallah, these are the leader of the believers. These are the people who ruled. This was the state, the early Muslims who were rulers. This was their state. And is mentioned regarding the great ruler, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the Amirul Mu'mineen. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A person swore at Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He replied, I have other faults like this too, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept concealed from you. Allahu Akbar. Just try to understand how the Amirul Mu'mineen, he's the leader of the believers. A person is swearing at him. Today, if he were to have some authority, if he were to have some status or some power, if someone was to swear at us, what would be the outcome of this? How would we react to it? How would we take revenge upon that person? But look, he is the Amirul Mu'mineen. He is the leader of the believer. He is the commander of the faithful. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he doesn't take revenge. Instead, he says that I have other faults like this too, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept concealed from you. Allahu Akbar. This was the humbleness of the great leaders of the Muslim. And this is why Islam spread throughout the world by the soft nature and by the humbleness and the forgiveness and the forbearing of these great people. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Bani Channel, we should also try to adopt this type of way, this type of nature. You will find this amongst the Sahaba Ikram. You will find this amongst the Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We find that Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Karamallahu Wajhul Kareem, in the battlefield, when he overpowers a person, he's on top of the person, he's about to take his life, the person spits as Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, Karamallahu Wajhul Kareem, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he gets up, the person is in shock. He's thinking that instead of taking my life now, he has moved back. He asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, oh Ali, why have you stopped? He said, before I was fighting for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's my own ego, my nafs has overtaken me. This is why I have turned away from this. That person, he embraces Islam because of this action of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhul kareem, subhanallah. In the family of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Zainab Abidin, who is Zainab Abidin? He is the son of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. It is mentioned that once a man misbehaved towards Sayyidina Zainab Abidin radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Zainab Abidin radiallahu ta'ala in return took off his black shawl and gave him as a gift, plus instructed to reward him 1,000 dirhams. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look at the personalities of these people. Someone is misbehaving with them. At times, some of these people are swearing at them. And look at their reaction. They are forgiving them. Instead of, they are gifting them things. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Imam Zainab Abidin radiallahu ta'ala, instead of getting angry, he gave him a shawl at that time. He gave him something from him. And also, he instructed to reward him with 1,000 dirhams. Just try to think for a moment, my dear viewers of Mani Chala. If someone today spoke ill about us, if someone today swore at us, would we repay him? Would we react by giving him a gift in his place, or some even smiling at him? But look at the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they reacted to this. And this was a great quality of Zainab Abidin. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Zainab Abidin had 5 great virtues, great attributes. It's mentioned one of them is he was his tolerance. The other one was he would cause no harm. The third was he would restrain from committing any acts that might distance them from Allah Azza wa Jal. He would save himself, urging himself to repent and feel remorse. And he would keep a grateful attitude against any form of ill treatment. This was the quality of Zainab Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned in Musnad Imam Ahmad that a person said something bad to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the presence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the person continued his rudeness, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied to some of them, of some of the comments, though his reply was in a dignified manner, but the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked away from there. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he followed the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he humbly said, "Oh beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you continue sitting when he was speaking ill about me. When I replied to him, you walked away." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There was an angel with you who was replying to that man. When you started to reply yourself, then shaitan jumped in." Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madni Channel. It's a reality today that when we speak back, when we try to defend ourselves, what happens? Shaitan gets involved and gets us into arguments, and then arguments lead to fights, then fights leads to people's lives being taken. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, just that moment, if someone has spoke something bad about us, then humble yourself or turn away from that, inshallah, you will find success, inshallah. Just remain silent at that time, inshallah, you will attain salvation, inshallah. It's mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever remains silent attains salvation. Subhanallah, just a minute of silence would be a means of us gaining salvation, inshallah. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim, the thing which has gentleness in it gets beautified, and if it is taken away from anything, then it spoils. We should, whenever, if someone speaks harshly to us, we should reply in softness, in gentleness. Inshallah, this will also calm that person down. But if you were to speak out in the same way he's speaking, then this will cause arguments, this will cause fights, and this will lead to a bad situation. So saving ourselves from this situation is best to humble yourself and go quiet. And my dear viewers of Madni Channel, once you especially forgive his relatives, his family members, those of his household, this is very important, especially in our time. It's mentioned that a person's wife once added so much salt in the food, he got very furious, but he managed to control his anger. He thought to himself, "I also make mistakes. If I treat her harshly today due to her mistake, Allah Azza wa Jal might also punish me for my sins on the Day of Judgment." Therefore, he overlooked her mistake without telling his wife. After his demise, someone saw him in a dream and asked, "How did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you?" He replied, "Torments were about to inflict upon me due to the abundance of my sin. When Allah Azza wa Jal said, my bound woman had added too much salt in his food and you had forgiven her mistake, I forgive you today in return of your act of kindness." Subhanallah, is mentioned in hadith, whoever restrains his anger on the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will save him from torment. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, let's try to save ourselves from anger, so that inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, we might be forgiven because of this. Save yourself from getting into arguments. Learn to forgive others. We make dua in the court of the Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to forgive others. And inshallah, this will make our society better. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pious deeds, pious deeds, pious deeds.